Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat. Coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Hope you're all doing well wherever you are. It is officially Vikings week, you know, when your trophy case is empty. The Packers, the Vikings, back out on the practice field, getting ready for Sunday's showdown at Lambeau Field. Both teams dealing with some pretty significant injury issues. Obviously, the Packers, all eyes are on Jordan Love. He did participate in practice today on a limited basis. A bunch of Packers limited during practice today. I mean, the whole rundown is Jair, Kenny Clark, Elgton Jenkins, who was a basic veteran rest day. Tucker Kraft, Jordan Love was limited. Luke Musgrave, Josh Myers, Jaden Reed, Zach Tom, and Carrington Valentine, who returned to practice after not practicing or participating last week. So that's good news amidst a bunch of limited participants. The only guy who did not participate in practice today, Jordan Morgan, still dealing with that shoulder injury, though he hasn't been placed on injured reserve yet, so the Packers must feel like there's a decent chance he's back in 2 or 3 weeks. But yes, a pretty significant list for the green and gold. Not that the Vikings aren't dealing with their own issues, although their quarterback, Sam Darnold, was a full participant today. He's dealing with a knee injury that he suffered in that Texans game. The starting center for the Vikings, Bradberry, is listed as a did not participate. He's dealing with an ankle injury. And Jordan Addison, the young star wide receiver for the Vikings, was a limited participant today. No word yet that I've seen reported about whether he's, you know, trending towards playing this Sunday. I know he's missed the last few games. That would be a huge break for the Packers if he's unable to go. But overall, you got to think as the week goes along, we'll get some clarity here on who's trending towards playing. The Packers have had a lot of guys on the injury report these last couple weeks. More often than not, these guys have been cleared and haven't even been given a designation by the time we hit Friday. So hopefully that's the case here with this kind of butcher's bill of walking wounded there in Green Bay. You never like to see it, but it's part of the game, and you have to adjust, and the team that adjusts the best usually ends up winning. Hello to everybody in the comment section. Hope you're all doing well. Before we get going today, I want to give a shout-out to our new partners. You heard it on Packer Transplants yesterday, but shout-out to our friends over there at Prize Picks. You can use code CHTV if you use the link in the description of this video, or you can just head to their website. Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. You just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and place your entry. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Go to prizepicks.com and use code CHTV to receive a guaranteed $50 once you play $5 in lineups. If you just want to join in the fun and make fun of my picks, you can absolutely do that, but you really should try it. It's a lot of fun, and it's super simple. I mean, you guys know, I am not the greatest fantasy player in the world, and even I'm excited about this. I'm already downloaded, ready for my picks on Friday, and then mostly I'm ready for Corey Banky to make fun of my picks once the games get going on Sunday. But I'll be doing it each and every week. It is available in Wisconsin. I know I get this question quite a bit because of, you know, the things can sometimes change from state to state. Prize Picks, good to go. The Pick'em is available in the state of Wisconsin. Download the app. Go to the description of this video. Click on the link. Use code CHTV and start the fun, man. It's a good time. We're going to be doing it all season. Hope you'll join in. Hello to everybody in the comments. Good to see everybody mixing it up. Thank you, Jason Bolson, for becoming a new Care of the G Club member here on YouTube. Thank you for the support. Really appreciate it. Before I get to your questions, I did just want to touch on what I think is going to be key to this game for the Green Bay Packers. I've talked about it quite a bit already on a couple of different programs, whether it's Care of the G Radio or yesterday on Packer Transplants. But I do think the key for the entire kind of approach here for the Packers is to get on the front foot. We saw a couple of times last year where Matt LaFleur went against his normal practices and took the ball after he won the toss. Obviously, there's no guarantee that you're going to win the toss, but if the Packers do, they should take the ball. And I don't really care who's at quarterback. I think getting on the front foot in this game is paramount. The Vikings have enjoyed playing from basically a lead, if not, you know, at the beginning of games, obviously tied, but for the majority of the time they have played over these first three contests, they have played with a lead. And that makes things a lot easier on both sides of the ball. Makes it real easy as far as offensive play calling goes. When you've got a two-score lead and you know you have the whole playbook open to you, you can try and, you know, keep that running game going or work off play action. Always keep the defense guessing because they can't really key on one thing. You know, on the flip side, too, you play with that lead. We saw what happened with the Packers last week. They were able to get after the quarterback in the second half because they knew they had control of the game. They definitely smelled blood in the water and got after a quarterback who was pretty overwhelmed. I don't think that's going to be the case with Sam Darnold. I do think you're seeing a much more mature, in-control player than any of his previous stops in the league. But I do know if they can make them one-dimensional and make them have to throw, and the Packers defense is able to pin its ears back. Well, he hasn't faced that so far in a Vikings uniform. That has not been the case through these first three games. They've had control of these games, and that has allowed him to be very careful with the ball, play within the confines of the system. You take that away, take away those guardrails, I think we might see a bit of the old Sam Darnold. But it's predicated on the Packers getting a lead. So we'll see if they're able to do that. Like I said, I hope they are able to get the ball first, march down the field, put up a touchdown, take control of the game right from the get-go. What's going on, folks? How we all doing? Got some folks already super chatting it up. What's up, Joey? Love the Aaron Jones message. What a class act. Absolutely, man. I got nothing but love for Aaron Jones. It was a class act when he was in town. He's a class act now that he's wearing different colors. The guy carries the G even when he's playing for another team. Absolute epitome of an eternal Packers great. No doubt about it. Jeezy baby, what's going on, man? I hope Aaron Jones gets a good ovation and maybe even a nice tribute. What type of reaction do you think he will get? We talked about this a bit on the radio this morning with Zabe and the guys. I suspect it's going to be a very warm welcome. I think it won't be anything like what we saw when Favre came back. I think Aaron will get a very warm reception from the gold package crowd. Hopefully they do as well. Shout out Billy Schmid. But yeah, I suspect we'll see, you know, obviously at the start of the game. I do think he will be greeted warmly. Now, once things kick off and he's playing for the Vikings, all bets are off. You know, you're definitely not rooting for him. You're hopefully watching him get limited by a Packers defense that is able to swarm and stop him from doing all the things he does well. But at the outset, I suspect, yes, he'll be greeted very warmly by Packers fans. That's my guess anyway. Joe, what's up, man? Kenny Clark to get well against injured Bradbury? I'm glad you brought this up. I just tweeted about this. Yeah, I think, and we talked about it a little bit on Transplants yesterday, I fully expect this to be a get-right game for Kenny Clark. Not only is Bradbury dealing with an injury, but, Kenny has owned him their entire careers. I mean, every single game. You can't pull up a game where Kenny just hasn't absolutely owned this guy. So, yeah, I know it's a different scheme and he's being asked to do some different things, but when asked to take on Bradbury, which he undoubtedly will at times during this contest, yeah, Kenny's going to get right. That's my prediction. John Sabatovich, what's going on, man? Would the Packers exist without four? I know as a 36-year-old, I'm probably not a Green Bay fan without him. Off the field issues aside, I feel terrible for him. Glad you brought this up, John. I, you know, cannot separate what he meant as a Packer from everything that's occurred since leaving the Packers, right? Now, that said, I don't wish ill will towards him. Obviously, the Parkinson's news is devastating. I do feel empathy for him, and I really hope he's able to get as much help as possible. I think with his position in life, he probably will. But yeah, certainly hate to see that news. I do have empathy for the man in that regard. And to your larger question, I did kind of say this at the end of my appearance on Zabe this morning. You know, the Packers, as we know them right now, how they exist, none of this really kind of comes to fruition without Brett Favre. You know, you can really hate what he has become or has done off the field. You can really go after all the things that the man has kind of stood for or become as far as his post-Packers life, right? And yeah, I don't quibble with that. I get where you're coming from. But you cannot deny what he means to the history of this organization. It just is. The modern Packers don't exist without him. And that's not making it bigger than it was. It's not trying to rewrite history. Go read your Cliff Crystal. He'll tell you the same thing. He was that important. So whatever it is off the field, I get it. I get the arguments, and I'm probably on your side on most of it, but you cannot diminish his importance in the history of the green and gold. Can't be done. Soder, what's up, man? Darnold has been a turnover machine going back to college. Unlock this feature on Sunday, Jeffrey. Have I mentioned I really hate the Vikings? Well, Soder, that's what I was kind of saying there at the beginning. I think the whole key is getting a lead. He hasn't had to play with, you know, any kind of urgency for the first 3 weeks of this. I mean, obviously beating up on the Giants and then the 49ers, they got ahead. And, you know, obviously the 49ers were dealing with not having McCaffrey, et cetera. But, you know, in that Texans game, they were up 14-0 in the blink of an eye after two turnovers from the Texans. So he just hasn't had to really, you know, push the ball down the field with any urgency and really kind of had to lead any kind of comeback. I think if you get him in that situation, to your point, yeah, there's a decent chance we see some of the old Darnold. I think there's every chance that happens. What else we got here, folks? Got that one. Excellent comment on four. Couldn't have said it better. Thanks, Todd. Thanks for checking out the stream, man. LaFleur could win with TJ Roubley. Okay, Jim. All right. Let's dial it back a little bit. I love me some Matt LaFleur, but whoo, baby. That's tough. Mm-hmm. Mike Witt, what's up? More snaps for Cooper Sunday. The way he plays, he reminds me so much of Nick Barnett. Random Packer, Keith Woodside. Ooh, good choice on Woodside. I could see the Barnett comparison. He certainly got speed for days, right? And his explosiveness is undeniable. It's all about how much they trust him. And, you know, he popped that first game, and it was exciting to watch. Then he played about the same or a little fewer snaps against the Colts. Definitely got involved as the game went on. I think having a lead helped. I just don't know how much they trust him down in and down out. He missed so much time this summer. It's really hard to have too much faith in a kid who just hasn't played very much ball at all in the last kind of 2 or 3 months and to count on him to play 50, 60 snaps in a defense that is, you know, pretty complicated as far as what it's asking these guys to do. I just don't see him suddenly ascending to, you know, 25, 30 plays a game anytime soon. That's just guesswork on my part, but that's where I'm kind of sitting. Could he win with Rich Campbell? I don't know, Steve, but I will say Rich is on Twitter and he's a great follow. Shout out Rich Campbell on Twitter. Nags, could we win with Whitehurst? I'll bet they could. I'll bet they could. Corey don't want to hear it, but I know Soder will agree. If Matt LaFleur could win with Whitehurst, yes, I think he could. Dennis says, I think Quay gets spy coverage on Aaron Jones. I think it's always going to be a mix, right? You're never going to be doing the same thing down in and down out. But I do think, yes, we'll see a little bit of that. I think we'll see a little bit of kind of dropping a safety down on plays where they expect maybe there's a possibility that they try to utilize Jones in the flat or in like one of those Texas angle route things. I don't think it's ever going to be one thing down in and down out. They're going to be mixing it up quite a bit, I would suspect. Cooper was up to 33% of snaps against the Titans. Baby steps. Yeah, Joe, I agree. Very much so. Oh, wait, did I? I don't want to miss a super chat. Oh, I got that one. Good. Michael on Facebook has it pretty correct. F the Vikings. Jones is the only non-plastic player there. It's hard to argue. There you go. G. David, what's up? Are there similarities in philosophy between Halfley and Flores? Man, I don't know. That's would feel like a bit of a stretch. Flores is going crazy over there. Now, again, he's allowed and able to do a lot of these exotic things, all these kind of crazy blitz packages and disguised coverages because, again, they're playing with a lead. You know, now who knows what happens? Maybe he gets impatient if they do fall behind and sends even more of it, right? But I mean, I saw today he's blitzing on second downs 60% of the time. That's unheard of. Yet he's doing it. So he's in a different world than Jeff Hafley as far as just tendencies and maybe some of the exotic stuff. You saw Hafley kind of start to dip into his bag a little bit, you know, as far as zone blitzing stuff. But yeah, I just think they're doing very different things at this point. Wow. William King, that is some deep shit for a YouTube comment, which I'm not going to read, but you guys on YouTube can read it. But wow, man, got my head in a blender there. Well done. Vikings don't scare me, says Mr. Tundra. Yeah, I don't think they should. I mean, look, they've won their games. Absolutely looked good doing it. No doubt about it. But the way these games have kind of unfurled, you really haven't seen them tested too much yet. And hopefully that's what happens Sunday afternoon at Lambeau. Mike, thanks again, man. They could have won with Randy Wright. I was more of a Reggie fan than a Favre fan back in the day. Both legends. Man, I don't know. Randy Wright, that's another one. I'm not so sure. I'll give you Whitehurst. Oh, Randy Wright, that might be tough. And no disrespect to Randy. I know there are people who say he's a really good dude, doing really cool things in his life now, and I'm sure that's true, but man, as a quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, yeah, that's going to be a nah. Krista, I haven't watched Matt LaFleur's presser yet. Did he say 10 was limited? He did indeed. And Bill did indeed ask. You know, it's become a daily routine. Ooh, Glenn on X. What's up, man? Has Dylan taken his last snap for the Pack? What an odd question. Possibly. I think there's a long way to go. I think a lot of it will depend on what the medical situation is, and we can't ever know that on the outside. So, yeah, I'll say possibly, but not for sure. GP says, Xavier McKinney is getting another pick this weekend. I'm calling it. Just hold on. GP pick Xavier McKinney. Okay, I've got it. You are being held accountable, sir. Soder, what's up? How good would they be with Lynn Dickey? Oh, Soder. Come on now. You know they'd be throwing it around the yard. One look. Matt would take one look at Dickey back there in the pocket, chucking it deep, and he'd be like, oh, we're going to town. Now, I don't know if they'd do a whole lot of moving of the pocket or the boot action stuff, but yeah, man, they'd win some games, I'll tell you that. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Bruce Willis, Malik Willis, what you talking about, Willis? Doesn't matter. We winning. Shout out Marshall Newhouse. Absolutely love it. Is Raji playing Sunday? Oh, now we've really gone full circle. Thank you, Chet. Steven, what's up, man? I keep thinking about that throw Jordan Love made to the sideline right before he got hurt. For was it the same play? Good God, what a throw or what a toss that was. No, it wasn't the same play he got hurt, but yeah, that was an insane throw up the left sideline and kind of the same exact action that they ran in Dallas with Aaron Rodgers with the personal protector rolling out with him, sideline shot. I mean, it's an insane throw, but it's more like it's almost as insane or more so catch up that sideline. That's an incredible play. The Social Assassin says, do not boo Aaron Jones. I mean, while I agree, and I wouldn't, and I do, and I said at the top, I think he gets a warm reception on Sunday, especially at the start, you know, before the game kicks off. I got no problem if anyone boos him. Going to the Vikings was a choice, man. There are 30 other teams. Could have chose any one of them. You know, hey, he chose his place here. And if a Packers fan out there, it wouldn't be me, but if there is a Packers fan out there, who hates to see him in purple and feels offended by the choice that he made to go to Minnesota, I got no problem with that Packers fan booing the hell out of the man. I got no problem. That's the game, man. The game is the game. Joey, what's up? If only I had a certain cream ale with me. Well, you know, this is the time to ride that fader. Whoever that was in the comments the other day who was like, oh my God, it's so loud. Hey, you're just too old. If it's too loud, you're too old. But this is your warning to ride the fader, because here it comes.
Will we carry the G wherever we may be? So creamy and cold, and from the land of the green and gold.
yourself some ice cold Carry the G Cream Ale all across the great state of Wisconsin and now available in certain parts of Chicago. Make sure you go to cheeseheadtv.com, click the beer tab. You can go to our interactive map, enter your zip code, and you will find wherever Carry the G Cream Ale is available across the great state of Wisconsin. It'll show you. And look, if it's not available near where you live, tell the folks at your local that you want it. We have great distribution all across the state. Let them know you want Carry the G Cream Ale wherever the hell you get your beer. All right, everybody. I'm going to have to get going. Make sure I didn't miss any super chats because that would be bad. Got that one. Oh, hey, Peter, what's up? Aaron Jones' letter in The Athletic was so good. Yep, we talked about it. Start of the stream. Very, very emotional. And his mentioning the fact that Matt LaFleur, Brian Gutekunst, Ben Siermans all flew down to Texas to see him and support him after his father passed. You know, that's incredible, right? And it's great that he put that out there and obviously meant a lot to him. But it also reminded me, God, you know, the Packers treat their star players so terribly. Next time someone says that idiocy, just remember what Aaron wrote there. You know, like, not everything is trumpeted, not everything is publicized, but the Packers have a pretty tight-knit building, and it's clear that meant a lot to Aaron Jones. She said, Joey, what's up, man? We need a Carry the G whiskey. I'm going to tell you a little secret. We came close this offseason to launching one. That is in the works. That is in the hopper. It is going to happen eventually. Not there yet, but we're coming. Mike Witt, all caps. What's going on, man? I miss Drunk Cheese Nags. Bring it back this year, man. Going back and watching Watch Party, I kind of had Drunk Cheese Nags in the first half of that game on Sunday, and I apologize for that. I'm going to try and keep it a little more even keeled this Sunday, but I may do a Drunk Cheese at some point this year. I'll let you know. It's always fun to mix it up with you guys. Good times. Thank you so much. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Carry the G Club members here on YouTube and Patreon members, make sure you check out the information for the happy hour. It's tonight, not last night at Tuesday, the normal, but this week we're on a Wednesday, going live at 6 Eastern, 5 Lambeau time. Hope to see you there. Everyone else, please hit like, hit subscribe. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Go Pack, go.